So, do you believe that macro, not micro, evolution is a fact?
There's no such thing as macro evolution.
Okay. Do you believe that a dog can evolve beyond a dog? Or a cat can evolve beyond a cat? Or a bird can evolve beyond a bird?
Organisms don't give birth to different organisms. The changes are microscopic each generation. But when you compare one generation to another generation, very, very distant in the past or future, then what you have at either end of that may be a completely different species. That's how evolution works.
Well, thing is, from my understanding, given enough time, like they believe that a whale evolved from some type of four-legged canine creature.
Yep.
It was believed that theropods evolved into birds. So basically what you said was like, given enough time.
We have extremely good evidence of that.
Well, actually, Dan, I can't remember his name, but the argument now is that dinosaurs is vice versa because they found fossil evidence of birds that predated dinosaurs, so are predated theropods. So
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I can give you the there was a he's an evolutionist, but he found out there was has something to do with the organs between because one reason is believed that theropods evolved into birds was because of similarities in their skeleton, and they believe these little theropods eventually these feathered little theropods flapped harder and their wings got bigger and stronger and eventually they became birds. But they did find fossil evidence of birds prior to that. Then Archaeopteryx, the smoking gun of transitional fossils, was shown to be just a weird looking bird. And they found out that
You're not gonna get away with putting it that way. If birds evolved from theropod dinosaurs, then there needs to be a transition between them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do birds today? So Archaeopteryx. Okay, so you admitted Archaeopteryx is a bird. Cool. I agree. Archaeopteryx is a bird. Let me ask you some questions about birds. Do birds have beaks?
Yes.
Do birds have long tail bones?
Thanks. Not.
No. That might not be super commonly known, but no, they may have very long tail feathers. But like us, their tailbone is this.
You're right. They only have a little bitty thing.
Okay.
But anyway, how about?
No. I only have a couple more questions. This one's weird. I'd have to show it to you. Have you ever seen a bird hip before? Probably not.
So I think what you're going to do is you're going to show me a comparison of how a bird is similar to a theropod.
Not going to do that. So this is an ostrich skeleton. So they have this really particular hip structure. They have the hip crest, and then the other two bones, they point directly backwards like that. That's another fact about birds. They have beaks. They don't have long tail bones. Their hip structure is very peculiar. And then the thing with the finger bone, like the wing, what we would call like their hands or whatever, is they're fused at the tips, the finger bones fused together. There are a couple birds where a couple of the fingers aren't fused, but in the vast majority of cases, that's the case. This has none of those things. There is no beak. The hip structure, if I can get it there, is completely different. The ischium and pubis bones stick straight down rather than going across. The fingers are completely unfused and all very different. And it has a very, very long tail. But this is Archaeopteryx. This is a bird. Absolutely is the smoking gun of transitional forms because it's a bird that has a huge number of traits that no modern bird has. Traits the theropods have. Theropods have toothy snouts and not beaks. So does Archaeopteryx. Theropods have unfused fingers that they can actually use independently. So does Archaeopteryx. Theropods have that hip structure. So does Archaeopteryx. Theropods have very long tail bones. So does Archaeopteryx. It's the perfect transitional fossil.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, how do I go to Google? Because I was about to prove up, show you, because I've been studying paleontology.
You're cutting out really bad again.
That Archaeopteryx was. Wait, can you hear me now?
Now I can. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I was trying to go to Google to find the biologist. He's not an ornithologist, but he confirmed that there's no way a bird could evolve from a theropod. And I was also going to find out.
So how does he deal with the fact that Archaeopteryx is like a literal perfect chimera of theropods and birds?
I was going to try to Google where it's been confirmed that Archaeopteryx was not a transitional fossil. But let's look at this.
It absolutely is.
For an animal to evolve. No. For a bird, and actually from my understanding, they never found a fully intact fossil. Now, when I mean intact, not everything there. So anyway, let me ask you this question.
If it's missing one bone, we could conclude that actually maybe it wasn't really Archaeopteryx. It was actually Need for Speed Underground Most Wanted 2 Collector's Edition for the PlayStation 2.
That's like a fact. We've never found a transitional form.
Archaeopteryx is a transitional form.
No, it's not. No, you admitted it.
Is Archaeopteryx a bird? Yes, you did. It's a bird. You admitted it. But it has a whole bunch of traits that today's birds don't have, that theropods do have. You 100% admitted it.
No.
Not 99.
No.
Not 98.
No.
100%.
What's confirmed to be a weird-looking bird, okay? That was confirmed by
a weird-looking bird. A transitional form is going to be weird. No, we're not doing this. You're either going to admit this or when you either... No, yeah. When you admit it, then we can move on. You said it's a weird-looking bird. That's exactly what a transition would be. It's in its awkward phase, right? It's transitioning from one group of species to another. Theropod dinosaurs they were land-dwelling animals with long tail bones. They didn't have beaks. They had a specific hip structure. They had the unfused fingertips. Birds don't have any of that. But Archaeopteryx, which is a bird, does have those traits. Yes, it is a weird-looking bird, because that's what a transitional form would be. It's a transitional bird. Everything you said that would have to be a transition from theropods to birds is what Archaeopteryx is. Everything. Okay, I promise I'm done ranting now. You can talk.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. First off, okay, I was trying to just hear me out for a second, okay? First off, okay, when I tried to go to Google to look up the information that shows you the evidence that we've not found transitional form, I got disconnected. So I'm gonna go into something else, because the thing is, we have not found a transitional form yet. What happens, we found some animals, some specimens we believed and thought were transitional forms. And Archaeopteryx was not confirmed to be a transitional form.
Yes, now, it is.
Can I say something else? Can I say no? Actually,
buddy,
I could prove that to you. No. Can you? Okay.
Here's what happened.
Here's Google.
Birds all have beaks, short tailbones, a specific hip structure, and their fingers aren't fused together. Archaeopteryx does have or doesn't have any of those things. So it's a transition. It absolutely is. Oh, he left? I mean, I might have pissed him off too much. Like, what do we... this guy was... It's like he was telling me my shirt isn't white.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Archaeopteryx was, but let's go into something else, because every time I try to Google the research, because I've been studying paleontology for over 40 years, I get disconnected or something or whatever. But the thing is, the reason I say macroevolution or over time, the reason I say it's a hypothesis and philosophical argument that we evolved from microorganisms is because that's the way you can defend it. And no, there we've not found evidence. Like, how do you add in brand new information in DNA?
Mutations. Copying.
That's
a
hypothesis. No, it's a hypothesis.
Literally, no.
Any mutation can cause that. No. Actually, do you know about the Alinsky experiment?
Yes.
So, the thing is, animals can get faster, bigger, stronger, smarter, whatever. But a dog evolving into a whale, anything evolving outside of its own kind, has never gone beyond a hypothesis.
There's no such thing as a kind.
It's not. What?
There's no such thing as a kind.
What do you mean there's no such thing as a kind?
I can't say it any more clearly than that. It's a made-up term that doesn't mean anything.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't mean anything? I can look at the...
Then tell me what a kind is.
Okay. You got species, right? So how is this... You got dog breeds, right?
No. What is a kind?
Basically, here's the thing. Can you...
You have no idea what a kind is. Okay.
Yes, I do know what a kind is.
Then tell me what it is.
A kind. I'm trying to remember the hierarchy of because you have
kingdom, species, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
Yeah. So anyway, kind is kind of like a universal term. But let me ask you a question: what evidence?
You have no idea what a kind is. Like I said.
Wait, give me a second. I need to come back here. I'm kind of at work right now. How long are you going to be here?
Not all that much longer, actually.
Okay. What time are you going to be here tomorrow?
I usually start at, what time zone are you?
It's, 4:50 right now.
So you're central time. Okay. I usually start at, 3:00 central time.
Okay. So here's the thing. Basically, I'm just saying like, we can't, an animal evolved beyond some kind has never gone beyond a hypothesis. It's not a proven fact. Now they're going to chemistry saying it's a chemical thing, but brand new mutation is a hypothesis they came up with to try to possibly explain how it's possible to naturally add brand new information to DNA.
And it's been confirmed countless times.
Like, no, it has not.
Yes, it has. Well, anyway, all life on the planet shares genes.
So anyway, we're going to come back here and I'm going to bring you, because I tried to go off and Google some stuff to show you that we've not found a transitional form. But every time I did that, I got disconnected.
You admitted that we had one. You said...
No, I said...
Yes, you did.
Archaeopteryx. It was knocked off the list.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, no. Hey, we'll come back to this because I got to get back to work right now. So, you know, I thought I could like just... Because brand new mutations hypothesis. It's been confirmed.
Countless times, all life on the planet shares DNA.
Common designer, but anyway,
no, that's not evidence of a common designer at all.
Well, the thing is, how do you know it's evidence of a common designer? But anyway, I gotta go to work.
I can prove it if you will only give me 1 minute. I can prove it right now.
Really?
Yes, I'm actually gonna make you prove it. Here it goes. If all life on the planet, if none of the life on the planet shared any DNA, would that mean that the creator doesn't exist?
Wait, I don't understand your question.
So we studied DNA and we found out, it turns out all life on the planet has DNA. You're telling me that's evidence that a designer did it that way. If we had studied all life on the planet and we found out that every single organism on the planet has something different, we're the only ones with DNA and everything else, they each uniquely have something different. Would that be evidence that the creator doesn't exist?
I don't understand the question, really, what you're asking, because...
Could the creator have made life so that none of it is related? That's the question.
Could he have made it like that?
Yeah.
You're saying, could he have made it like that?
Yes.
I mean, could have.
Okay, then if that had been the case, then that would be your evidence. So, common DNA is not evidence of a creator, because the opposite of that... you say would still be something that your creator would do. Well, guess what? For evolution, if none of the life on the planet was related, evolution can't do that. So genetics only counts as evidence for one idea. The idea that actually predicted it first, which was evolution. What you're doing is you're saying, oh, now that you scientists gathered all the information, I'm going to say God did it that way. While simultaneously you believe that if it was all exactly the opposite, then your God could still have done that too.
So anyway, I got to go. So I'm going to see if I can come back later or come back tomorrow, and I'll show you the proof that our
captain don't have it. Believe
yes, me. Yes, 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 yes. I'll even give you a bio. Yes, yes, yes.
I literally made you admit that it's a transition. Hypothesis.
Random mutation is a hypothesis.
That's been confirmed countless times.
No, it's a hypothesis. But anyway, I'm going to come with proof. I'm going to come with.
No, you will not.
And you come with, yes, I will. You can come with your proof. So I'm going to try and get on here tomorrow. And
great. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.